And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, March the 31st, 2010. It's the birthday of Octavio Paz, born in Mexico City, 1914, author of Labyrinth of Solitude. It was on this day, 1889, the Eiffel Tower was inaugurated in Paris for the Paris Exposition, and also to demonstrate the structural capabilities of iron. There were a number of famous artists and writers who protested. They considered it to be ugly. The writer Guy de Maupassant and Émile Zola and Alexandre Dumas the Younger. The petition protested the useless and monstrous Eiffel Tower. Guy de Maupassant hated it so much that he ate in the restaurant in the tower every day because he said, "It's the only place in Paris where I don't have to see it." And it's the birthday of one of the great French intellectuals of all time, René Descartes, born in 1596 in La Haye-en-Touraine, France, which is now named for him, Descartes, France, author of the text, still required reading in philosophy, Meditations on First Philosophy, published in 1641. He's the man who said, "Cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am," although he first wrote it in French, of course, "Je pense donc je suis." It was the sum of an argument in his work Discourse on the Method. Descartes wanted to prove that skepticism about the laws of nature was a necessary step in understanding nature. He described his own experience of methodological skepticism, in which he rejected any idea that could be doubted. He even doubted his own existence, but came to realize that the one thing he could not doubt was the existence of his own thoughts. And if he was doubting, he was thinking, and if he was thinking, then he existed. And so his famous conclusion, "I think, therefore I am." He was a sickly child, spent most of his life staying in bed until noon, spent 20 years in the Netherlands, where he did most of the writing for which he's famous, and then Queen Christina of Sweden invited him to Stockholm to be her tutor, but he had to get up early for that job, 5 a.m. every day. He was sleep-deprived, caught a fever, came down with pneumonia, which killed him. Just a couple of months ago, one of his letters showed up in eastern Pennsylvania, a four-page handwritten letter, May 27, 1641. It was found in the manuscript collection at Haverford College, which had acquired the letter by donation a century ago, unaware that it had been stolen back in the mid-1800s. The president of Haverford, who majored in philosophy years ago, plans to hand-deliver the letter back to the Institute de France this June. Here's a poem for today by Michael Walsh, entitled Mud, Apples, Milk. Of all things to miss, it's silly to miss how cows drowse in mud. They blink slow as toads. Instead, I should miss light on the blonde corn or trails of gravel dust that rose like kites and vanished. But I don't miss that. I miss how I could bring bruised apples, press them like smelling salts to sleepy noses. You had to let go real fast or risk a finger to the lick and snap. I miss their udders, too, the mud fresh as wax on the swollen skin. Each day I broke the seals with hot rags, and milk flooded my palm, a white creek down the gully of my wrist. Mud, Apples, Milk, a poem by Michael Walsh from The Dirt Riddles, published by University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.